Welcome to the July 14th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. First up for today, in part 3 of her recent interview with ACT, Gaynor Anders of TrialBee outlined organizational, budgetary, and technological changes sponsors need to shift from study-by-study recruitment to portfolio-level approaches that keep patients engaged across a TA. This transition requires rethinking patient databases, investigator relationships, and communication strategies to sustain continuous engagement rather than episodic trial-specific campaigns. Up next, in a new contributed article, Brian McGowan, Kelly Rich, and Jason Reese explained how experience sampling captures real-time signals of site burden and operational friction at the moment they occur. Unlike retrospective surveys conducted weeks after events, experience sampling detects workarounds and training gaps while they're actionable, functioning as both measurement and intervention that helps site staff reflect on actual work versus intended workflow. And finally for today, the FDA has approved PADCEV plus Keytruda as neoadjuvant and adjuvant treatment for muscle-invasive bladder cancer, regardless of cisplatin eligibility, marking the first platinum-free regimen in nearly 25 years to outperform standard chemotherapy. EV-304 trial data showed a 47% reduction in recurrence risk and 35% reduction in death risk, with 79.4% of patients event-free at 2 years compared with 66.2% on standard of care. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.